field, and you shall be made to eat grass like an ox, and seven periods of time shall pass over you until you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will. Immediately the word was fulfilled against Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from among men and ate grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair grew as long as eagle's feathers, and his nails were like bird's claws. Verse 34. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation.
Amen.
What a beautiful example, sister, of when we go astray from God, that there is a time in the season he let us roam wild with our foolishness, but he brings us back, he pursues us and brings us back in his presence with the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we can see our foolishness and return to the kingdom and return to him.
So God kind of made his mind go crazy, so he went and became like a beast, right? And then once he praised God, his reason came back and he realized.
Amen and amen. Sister, you know what this reminds me of? That when we sin, we can confess our sins, as 1 John 1:9 says. We confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But there's verses also that says that he holds us accountable to sin, and that there are consequences for sin. Nebuchadnezzar, 7 years, was in the wilderness, eating grass, as a fool, as a nobody before the Lord, as he did Paul on the road to Damascus, opened his eyes again, that he humbled himself. And when he did, this is what he said. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, and this is where we should all go to, lifted my eyes to heaven. That's the first thing we should do, is look up to our Lord. And my reasoning returned, not because of anything he did, but because of God's grace, I believe his reasoning returned. And I blessed the Most High, is when we decided to praise God instead of praising self. Right?
That's right.
And praised and honor him who lives forever. For his dominion is everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. Sister, this is a perfect example, is when we get lost in our foolishness, when we get lost in our pride, when we get lost in our own self-centeredness, when we get lost in the things of the world, the Lord brings us back to reason and brings us back to self by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and then we submit and we surrender, and the Lord brings us back into favor with
That's right.
him.
He restores back.
He restores us back. And whatever he lost, he regained all of it back. Even more so, the Lord says he always blesses 7, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50-fold more than we had when we go through the trials and tribulation and remain firm in serving him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So the next one, now that was the Old Testament. The New Testament, I always like to get an example for the New
Amen.
Testament. So Acts 12, 21 to 23.
I am there, sister, and it reads, on the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robe, sat on his throne and delivered the public address to the people. They shouted, "This is the voice of a God, not a man." Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. That, sister, was the result of the man that had the people of God's people in slavery for 400 years.
But he went bow to God. He was his own God.
That was his consequences.
That's the consequences. And what does that to us is when we start not thanking God, start pulling away from him, and that pride, oh, look what I did, look what I did, look at me.
Pride.
That kind of stuff, pride.
Amen,
yeah.
Amen, amen.
Now the next thing is it says, don't lie to God. Make a promise, fulfill it. If you can't, then go to the one the promise made to. Tell them you cannot. Do not lie. It's against God. Leviticus 19:11-12
reads as such. Do not steal, do not lie, do not deceive one another, do not swear falsely by my name, and so profane the name of God. I am the Lord.
Amen. Then there's Proverbs 6:17.
Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 6:17 reads as such. A proud look, a lion tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Actually, I think that's all negative in the kingdom of God.
That's right. And then it's Acts 5:1-4.
Acts 5:1-4
mm-hmm.
reads as such. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira,
something like that,
much.
Anyways.
Also sold a piece of property. With his wife's knowledge, full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and has kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And if it was sold, was the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You had not lied just to human beings, but to God.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
And then Numbers 23:19.
Sister, Numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Numbers what?
23, chapter
23. Sister?
Verse 19.
Numbers chapter 23:19 reads as such. God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? And we know God keeps all his promises.
Amen.
Right? Amen.
That is Titus 1:1.
T-I-T-U-S. Titus.
Chapter 1:1.
Titus 1:1 reads as such.
Got it?
In its presence. No, I do not.
Okay.
I apologize,
That's
sister.
Okay. It's a hard book to find, so I'll look, see if I can find it. It's here. It's just not easy to find. It gets hidden in all the pages.
I've got it.
Okay.
Titus 1:1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to further the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness.
Yes, and then Hebrews 6:18. This is the positive side. Hebrews 6:18. I hope. There you go.
Hebrews 6:18 reads as such. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
It's impossible for God to lie.
Amen.
When things go wrong, there's been a promise and something goes wrong, people say, well, God didn't do what he promised. That's not true. Man gets in the way. Sometimes something is supposed to happen, but we can't control what the other side is doing.
Amen.
And sometimes God lets us go through that so that we learn a lesson from it, or because it's, well, I call it training ground.
Sister, so we can grow.
We can grow
in Christ.
And learn to trust Him that what was meant for evil would be turned into good.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Then there's the consequences of lying. Psalm 101:7.
Psalm 101:7 mm-hmm. reads as such, "No one will practice deceit, will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence."
There you go.
And that's pretty simple and straightforward.
Then there's Proverbs 5:22.
Proverbs 5:22 reads as such, "The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare them. The cords of their sin hold them fast."
There you go. So if you lie, you're opening yourself up to the evil side. You open a door that shouldn't be opened. Therefore, if you happen to lie, like I said earlier, go to the person or just go to God and ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
And then He'll instruct you how to if you have to do anything about it.
Amen and amen.
And then we have Proverbs 21:6.
Proverbs. Sorry, sister. What's that? Proverbs
21.
Oh, yep.
Six.
Sorry. I'm a little behind on that one. 21:6.
Yeah.
And God's word read as such, "A fortune made by a lying tongue is fleeting vapor and a deadly snare."
There you go. We open a door up to the evil side. Then there's Revelation 21:8.
And we are at Revelation
21, chapter 21, verse 8.
And God's words read as such, "But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexual immoral, those who practice magic arts, the adulterers, and all liars, they'll be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death."
Yes, and we don't want to go there.
We do not want to go there.
Okay, now, so then I've got here, "Let God be your sustainer. Give Him all the glory." And then I've got it written here. So, "Do all unto the Lord, and you can't go wrong." Colossians 3:23, if you look that up.
Colossians 3:23 mm-hmm. reads as such, "Whatever you do, work it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters."
If you want a peaceful life and you and peace with people, don't lie. Right?
Amen. Amen. Now, amen.
Now we're going to go into the meaning of the title. That was all about how God expects us to live our lives with Him. So now we're going to sustaining cord. The sustainer holds the universe together. God Himself maintains the laws of nature, holding everything together. And I said that in the prayer, I think.
Colossians 1:11 reads as such, "Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience."
There you go. And then there's Hebrews 1:3.
Hebrews 1:3 reads as such, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sin, He sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven."
Because in Genesis, from the beginning, by God's word, all was created.
Amen.
Now we're going to go about more about the sustainer. the title. The sustainer provides our daily needs and our soul, our life. Psalm 23:1-3. We know that one, right? Psalm 23:1-3, yeah.
Well, we do know that one, sister. It's the most read psalm of all times. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness, mercy, and love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So that's our daily needs right there for our soul and our life.
Amen. We extended that just a little bit.
Yeah, that's
God's
okay.
Grace.
I figured we would. And then Psalm 107, verse 9.
Psalm 107, verse 9. Reads as such. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hunger soul with goodness.
There you go.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the empty part. The soul is hungry and
Thank
thirsty
you.
For God's righteousness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you fill our hungry soul.
Amen. And then the sustainer gives spiritual strength. Isaiah 46:4.
Isaiah 46:4 reads as such. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you. I will carry you. I will sustain you. And I will rescue you.
You know, when I had the fall back in March, and I'm in the hospital, before I even went into the hospital. But when I went into the hospital, the Lord showed me a vision of himself carrying a lamb in his arms. And he said, I will carry you.
Amen.
It's right there. You want to read it again?
That's Isaiah 46:4. Even to the old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you.
And he did.
Thank
Amen.
You, sister. Thank you, Jesus. And as I read that, footprints in the sand comes
yes.
to mind.
Yeah, that too,
as
eh?
Well.
Then there's Ephesians 3:16.
No, I think there's one before that.
No.
Was that Isaiah 46:4? We read that.
You just did that.
Yeah, okay. And the next one then is
Ephesians 3:16.
Ephesians 3:16 reads as such. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your
and
word.
He's done that for me, that's for sure. Now, he replaces our exhaustion. Isaiah 40:31.
Isaiah 40:31 reads as such. Actually, verse 30-31.
Okay.
Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagle. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a real popular verse.
Yes, it
as
is.
As well, that we hear so often. And it just reminds us that when we continue to trust the Lord, when we continue to be obedient, when we continue to serve him, that whatever we're going through, he will not, and when we get weary, he will sustain us.
That's
he
right.
will allow us to run when we're weary. He'll strengthen us. He'll allow us to fly. He will
You'll come out like a young calf out of the stalls and go leaping in the fields. And I held on to that when I had another surgery, and it was very hard. And he gave me that scripture that I would come out of the stall leaping in the fields. And I literally saw the vision of it. And, you know, I held on to that, and I was leaping, I'll tell you.
Sister, all I have to say is amen and amen.
And I'm like a young calf.
And amen. And we know you just turned 18 all over again.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Now, personal burdens and heavy loads. Psalm 55, 22. Chapter 55, verse 22.
Sister, Psalm
55,
verse 22 reads as such. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Thank you, Lord, for that confidence in your word.
And these are the things we have to hang on to when these things, trials and tribulations coming on us.
Well, sister, that's what I'm going to ask you. What is God saying when he says, cast your cares unto the Lord, and he will sustain you? What does he mean by that? Cast your cares unto him, and he'll sustain you. What does that mean?
He'll keep you. He won't let you go. And he'll lead you and guide you into however what the problem is and help you to solve it and get you out of it. And sometimes it's a long journey. Sometimes it's a short journey. Just like with this fall. It hasn't been easy, but he has sustained me. He has carried me. He has brought me through. And now I'm here. And I'm speaking his word again, where it could have been a whole different story if I didn't hang on to his word.
So
and trust him and believed what he told me. I will carry you. You'll come out leaping like a young calf out of a stall. You'll leap over walls. I will strengthen you. These are his desires for his people, but we got to believe it and trust them. And yes, sometimes doubt creeps in, but then you got to remind yourself he promised these things and he cannot lie.
Amen. Sister, I'm going to read that verse again. I'm going to emphasize the end of it to confirm exactly what you just said. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken.
There you go.
Amen, amen, amen.
Because disasters can really shake you up and almost make you want to turn away. You know, you start kind of giving up. But you can't give up if you know the Lord and you're on that firm foundation, that rock of our foundation. He's the rock we are to stand on and trust in and believe in no matter what. And when the doubt comes in, know that's from the enemy and not from God.
Amen, amen. And sister, we're going to talk a little bit about that rock. And I want you to talk a little about the rock of Christ, who he is, why that rock is so important in our lives as believers. Because if the foundation of our life is the rock, we're on solid ground.
That's right.
Amen and amen. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We got a couple more verses to close out here.
Okay. So the sustainer upholds physical and mental strength. How many people, I'm going crazy. My mind isn't thinking right. Oh no, I have a problem. My mind isn't. Well, let's read about that. Psalm 3:5.
And this is what Psalm 3:5 says. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustained me. And sister, what is one of the biggest challenges that a lot of individual human being is facing right now? What is the one thing they're crying out the most? And is that mental stress, that mental issue, so many people are saying, that's what I've got. And it's now become a medical term that people are getting off work because coming up from that pandemic, People are mentally stressed.
They are. And then all the technology and all the paperwork. They're supposed to spend less. When the computers came, we're supposed to spend less paperwork. We got more paperwork.
AI that's on the move right now, people are struggling financially. The price of gas is crazy. The price of food has skyrocketed over the last year and a half. People are struggling. We're in debt, everybody. And it doesn't appear to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Jesus is the light. He's our rock. And if we stay focused on that, he will carry you through whatever it is that he has to carry you through. What you have to go through at that time, I don't know. I've been in the jungle in a vision, and I had to go through the dark places of a jungle. I didn't understand why, but it took weeks to get out of that jungle. And later on, I found out I was in this jungle to save a soul by praying in the jungle. That was really a vision, but my spirit went into that jungle. Physically, I didn't go in. The spirit went in. And there was a light came in the darkness behind me. And then I saw the jungle soften. Amen. And I saw the animals with their babies. And I was still in a boat on a river, and I couldn't go anywhere. But I was watching all this. It was beautiful.
Sister, speak to the hearts of the people that are in the jungle right now, that are in the darkness right now, that are a little bit lost, and maybe they don't know what direction to go. They're facing some tough decisions. They don't have enough money to pay their bills. They don't have enough money to buy food to put on the table. They don't have enough money to make the rent next month. Sister, I've been there. It's not anybody, it's everybody. Speak to the hearts, and they're struggling. Where do they go to turn when the world, there's nowhere to turn? There's not help.
Where does her help come from? But from the Lord. When I was struggling with my husband being sick, we had this beautiful window, and I did the dishes, and I was looking out the window, and I'd look up to the sky and go, whence does my help come from? The Lord sustained me through that time, and he sustained me through everything that went with that time. And there was many other things that were even worse than that, and I'm not going to go into it. But the only place we can go to is God, Jesus Christ.
Sister, go to Psalm 121. It's not on our agenda, but let's go there to add and back up to
Psalm 1.
121. Psalm 121. To back up what you're saying. To put God's word behind what you're speaking. To give God's word to the people that are feeling what you're talking about right now. Where do they go to for help? The government is not there. Their neighbor's not there. Their friends are not there. Sometimes their family member's not there. And they're dire and straight, and they're alone, and they do not know where to go or where to turn. Psalm 121, sister.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help.
Amen.
My help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Who made heaven and earth.
Amen.
He will not allow your foot to be moved.
Thank you, Jesus.
He who keeps you will not slumber.
Thank you, Lord.
Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is your keeper.
Amen.
The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
Amen.
The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Thank not you. Some evil, all evil.
Thank you, Lord.
He shall preserve your soul.
Thank you,
what will
Father.
He do? He shall preserve
Thank
your
you,
soul.
Lord.
The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. What will he do? Preserve the soul. Preserve our going out and coming in. From this day forth and even forevermore. Amen and amen.
We're going to go to a song,
sister. I wanted to finish.
Oh, yeah. I finish up. My apologies, and then we're gonna go to Psalm.
Okay. So that was Psalm 121 verses 1-8.
Amen. Add it to Thank our you, agenda.
Thanks to Richard and the Holy Spirit.
As the Spirit leads. Yes. Thank you.
And then we're going to go to Psalm 73.
121, right?
I just read that.
121. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Lord.
So now we're going to Psalm. Did we do Psalm 35? Yes, we did. Psalm 73.
Psalm 73, verse 26. And it reads as such, "And my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever."
Amen.
Amen.
And then we have Isaiah 41:10.
Isaiah 41:10. And God's word reads as such. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
I love that. Amen.
Not just my right hand, but my righteous right hand.
Amen.
I will uphold you. He's saying, I will uphold you in righteousness.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that concludes the sustainer course.
Sister, you mean we haven't even gotten to the poems yet?
No.
As the
the overview of Judges 8-9, and then the title, the sustainer course.
As the Spirit leads.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister, we're gonna go to song.
Mm-hmm.
Mark of the Spirit we played.
Yeah, are you going to Seek Ye First?
Jesus is My Rock. Which mm-hmm. one? Oh, which one would you like, Sister? Seek Ye First?
Sure, because we did the other ones.
Seek Ye First.
The Kingdom of God.
That's in Matthew. Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I want to believe and say that's Matthew 6:33.
That's right.
Amen, amen, amen. And so the song is called Seek Ye First.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that's where we go. Whence does your help come from? When you seek the kingdom of God sincerely, when you're in trouble or whatever it is, seek him. And how do you seek him? You speak with him. You communicate with him. You lay your burdens at his feet, or you just tell him about your burdens. Yes, people say, oh, he already knows. He does, but he wants you to come to him. He wants to communicate with you. He wants to answer your prayers. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. It doesn't always happen at once. Sometimes they're quick and sometimes they're slow, but there's always a purpose behind that. I have found that over the years. When I first started as a babe in Christ, I said, Lord, what happened? Why isn't it coming? Why isn't it being answered? But eventually it does get answered. And sometimes it's for our own good that it's not answered right away. But if you're in need of food and the life things, the things that sustain our life, then you go to the sustainer. He will not see his people begging for bread. He never sees his people begging for bread. If you are, then go and ask him why. Because one time I was in that situation before I became a true Christian, a true follower of Christ. But lots of times the food came to me without begging as well. And a surprise, so many times. So this is truth. I remember one time I was so tired. I could afford what I wanted, the bread, but I didn't have the strength. And a knock came to my door, and a gentleman gave me two loaves of bread without knowing that I was too tired to go get bread. And I had bread for 4 years from that young man. And that well has now dried up for other reasons. But he's still my friend, and we check on each other. So God knows what we need when we need it. And we don't need to beg God. You just ask him. Lay everything at his feet. Ask specifically your needs. I just stood at the fridge and said, Lord, I can't. I have no energy to go out and get bread. And next thing, a knock came on my door. So there you go. We praise God and there's many other incidents, but we got to move on with our program. Amen.
Sister, that was like manna.
Yes.
That fell from the sky when the God's people came out of Egypt after 400 years of captivity.
That's right.
Our God always shows up, doesn't he?
He does.
We serve a mighty and we serve a big God.
Had one time somebody show up with breakfast for me at my door. At that time, I was very sick, and there he was. And I didn't even ask. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to go to another point.
In a state drive, lost control of that wheel and those tires started sliding. Police on the scene said only one way I survived it, God's hand. We were 7 months along, it was baby number two. Doctor said something's wrong, a little girl came too soon. Oh, but now she's 15, playing guitar in her room, God's hand. I've seen miracles, no. Yeah, it holds me tight when I'm shaking like a leaf. Always provide. the scar that once held a nail, where mercy and love poured out of God's hand.
Yes, God's hand in every situation. We just have to learn to give the situations to Him, and His hand will be upon it. The struggles today, I think, so different from years ago, and we don't understand it all. We can't. It's too big for us. The battle belongs to the Lord, and when we struggle and trying to do it on our own esteem, it doesn't work. So we need to go to Him and ask His hand to put all on the situation.
We're going to play Because He Lives. Because He Lives, we're going to play. Let's talk about that.
And it's because Jesus went to the cross for us, and He was risen from the dead, and He sits at the right hand of the Father God interceding for us. And it's because of that, because he lives, we can come to Him and ask for His mercy and grace to help us to give what we really need. Not what we want, but what we truly need. The things that sustain our life. But in the midst of all that, we got to give Him the glory and the thanks before, in between, and after. The more He loves a thankful heart, it's because He lives, we can go to the throne of God. Amen.
Amen, sister. And because He lives, because He went to the cross. And there's no other book or other story or anything else that talks about a man that went to the cross and died other than Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
And because He lives, and you said it, the Bible says He sits at the right hand of God, interceding
for all who come to Him
on our behalf. And so we're here today to talk about that cross. We're here today to offer the gift he left at the cross. And sister, that gift is left. John 3:16 says that gift is left for who?
All.
Because He loves you. And we started this program today with you singing, Because He Loves You. That is why He went to the cross. Is because He loves every single one of us.
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Forever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Sister, can you do me a favor? Can we go to John 3:16, 17, and 18 and just read that, please, before we play the song?
So John 3:16-21.
3:16, 17, and 18. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the foundation of Poems of Divine Power Solution.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen and amen. John 3:16. Amen. Because he lives, we can go to the Father, to the Holy of Holies, and make our requests known. And God's righteous hand reaches down upon us. And I'm going to read a poem from Book 1. It's not very long. From Book 1, because it is fitting for right now. We just played the song, The Hand of God, and then Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. That's how these poems came, because I sought, and there was a lot of turmoil at the time, but I sought the Lord. I sought the kingdom of God. And this is a poem that came to me, The Guiding Hand. A journey began before I was born. Would I endure? No one knew what hand was leading, for sure. As a child, I stumbled with each step I took. Unsure, life leading me place to place, adventure after another, be assured. Some I do not want to look back on, this brings tears. While others make me laugh, bringing cheers. Others brought serious actions to be taken without fear. Whatever these memories were, I hope at times I can share. The years have flown by, and here I am thinking, who stood by? As I wonder, was this the path I should have taken as my life goes by? There's nothing I can do but move forward into the by and by, knowing his hand is guiding me to an unknown future, knowing that in the end, my destination is eternity, by and by. And that's from book one on page 351 to 350. And let's quickly read the notes. On Wednesday, April 25th, 2012, my life changed drastically in 2010. My future was uncertain, but I knew my life was led by an unseen hand, guiding me into a new adventure and challenges. I knew I could meet them with confidence as I kept my eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And my road has not been easy since 2010, but it's been a challenge and an adventure, joy, tears, hallelujahs, and amen, because his hand is always there. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful, sister. And that was from the first book.
Yes.
I love it.
Poems of Divine Power 1.
Book 1 and 2 are intertwined because they both are on the foundation of John 3:16, and Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of both books, sister. You know what, sister? I'm excited. I can't wait to see what book 3 is going to be like, or 4 and 5. You've got so much material, but the Spirit will lead, and that will come out in God's time.
Yes, it will. Amen.
Amen. And as we move forward,
we're going to start the poem.
I got a testimony. We'll start the poem, ahead. But after the poem, I want to share a testimony that's going to take us to Ephesians. And I just want to share a verse and a little testimony after the poem, sister.
Okay. So we're going to book 2, Poems of Divine Power. And we're coming from CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Poems of Divine Power Solution with Richard and Annie Lean. So anyone just starting to listen, welcome. Those who are listening, keep on listening.
Jesus' mighty name.
Okay, so the sustaining chord. Who are you, Lord, that I should serve you? You are my rock, my strong tower, and my love that I pursue. You are my deliverer, my protector, and my life source. There's so much more to view that I have not read. I will continue in your word, which is alive, as it inspires my soul from within, awakening my spirit as your word is spoken, becoming my assurance. Through you, Jesus Christ, my salvation. Without you, man cannot sustain life in the fullest in any season. If they think they can, then they are deceived. Just read the book of Judges. Israel turned away from God to worship other gods. Brethren turned against brethren, with one getting away, and one had turned on the others, destroying 70 of them, until God sent a woman with an evil spirit to bring justice. The enemy was subdued and destroyed. The enemy destroys itself when God turns the tide. Justice was given to the youngest brother who lived, and God's hand always prevails, giving life to the believer forevermore. Amen and amen. The reference, Judges 8:9.
Amen and amen. Sister, I want to ask you to do something you've never done before. Can you read that poem again?
Okay.
Right away.
All right. The Sustaining Chord, Poems of Divine Power, Book 2, page 69. Who are you, Lord, that I should serve you? You are my rock, my strong tower, and my love that I pursue. You are my deliverer, my protector, and my life source. There's so much more to view that I have not read. I will continue in your word, which is alive, as it inspires my soul from within. Awakening my spirit as your word is spoken, becoming my assurance. Through Jesus Christ, my salvation, without you, mankind cannot sustain life in the fullest in any season. If they think they can, then they are deceived. Just read the book of Judges. Israel turned away from God to worship other gods. Brethren turned against brethren, with one getting away. And one had turned on the others, destroying 70 of them, until God sent a woman with an evil spirit to bring justice. The enemy was subdued and destroyed. The enemy destroys itself when God turns the tide. Justice was given to the youngest brother who lived, and God's hand always prevails, giving life to the believer forevermore. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Beautiful poem, sister. I can tell you right from the start, this is deeply rooted in Christ. He's the cornerstone of this poem, the chief cornerstone. And John 3, 16, 17, and 18, sister, shines out of this poem.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you have no idea what this poem is about, guess what? First line gave it away. Read that first line, sister.
Who are you, Lord, that I should serve you?
First of all, you identify this poem is about the Lord. That we are there. And serve him. All in that first line. This is the Lord. There I am. And I'm serving him. Just from the first line. This points to Christ.
Amen.
This points to the Bible. It points to eternity. There's nothing of self here. There's nothing of Annalene here. There's nothing of me, myself, and I. Just from the first line, it confirms this poem is deeply rooted in the foundation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So let's go to our Bible-to-Bible, line-to-line study and add some scripture verses, sister, to back that up. Not my word, not your word, but God's word to show that he is rooted in here.
Amen.
In his name.
Amen.
And so, beautiful. 12:59. 2 hours into our program and we're just getting going on our subject topic today.
Well, we did the title first.
In Jesus' mighty name.
To bring us into the poem.
Sister, I'm glad we don't have somebody over us reminding us to keep on schedule, to keep on track. There'll be one busy person.
Well, isn't that why we booked 3 hours? It's because we have so much
to share. And you know what's funny?